Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
With a little love and some tenderness, we'll walk upon the water, we'll rise above the mist. With a little peace and some harmony, we'll take the world together, we'll take them by the hand. 'Cause I got a hand for you.
They have accepted this ceasefire. They say that they have achieved their goals in terms of weakening Iran's nuclear program and its missile system, as well as killing a number of senior Iranian leaders. The Iranians are saying they too are prepared to stop firing as long as there are no further strikes from either Israel or from the United States. And of course, this ceasefire coming into effect just a couple of hours after Iran fired 14 ballistic missiles at a U.S. air base in the Gulf state of Qatar. Iran telegraphing this attack ahead of time. The U.S. knew it was coming.
You know, this business of the attack on Al Adid, the Air Force air base in Qatar, or all the different 15 different ways that we're
how do you say it?
Okay,
from
the Arab speakers that I have talked to.
Okay,
the best American approximation is gutter,
like gutter,
like a gutter, like yeah, G A D A R. And if you sound like you know you're both swallowing and vomiting up a chicken wing at the same time when you say it, then you've got it about right.
Gutter. Okay, I can't
gutter.
I don't want to make people sick.
Got her. David's gonna pass out in the other room.
Hold on a second, David.
Am I close, David? It's the visual of the chicken wing, isn't it?
Chicken wing, yeah. It is.
It's chicken wing phonics. It'll be available on CD soon. Yeah. So chicken wing phonics coming soon to a Babbel near you. Well, you can take him off. I saw that David looked like he'd choked on a chicken wing while I was saying it, so you know, just want to make sure that we're not losing a news anchor in the meantime. So yeah, but it, you know, if you say Qatar, then everybody knows. You know, it used to be Qatar.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought.
I think when we were growing up, it was nobody. Anyway, if you don't know where it is, it's just across from Iran, across the Strait of Hormuz.
Do your hand.
I can't do a hand one on this one because it'll wind up being something vulgar.
Okay. I've learned by your hand.
I know.
Symbols.
I don't have a good hand solution for this one. You know, where is Florida? Where is my, you know, where are we in Michigan? Where are we in Israel? I don't have a good one for gutter. So this is the most amazing story to me. Of course, the strike over the weekend, the president announced that was my opinion, the probably purpose of the entire Israeli airstrike warm-up. I think that was the killing strike. That was the killing blow at the end of what Israel was doing. I absolutely think this was done in conjunction with Israel. You know, I'm weirdly surprised that they're not bragging about that either side, but, you know, whatever. You know, do your politics thing. My view, and again, Andrew McKay's view, is that Israel had been attacking Iran in preparation for the B-2 strike that was probably... Again, this is me just guessing, okay? Probably in the books for a long time. You know, the ability to use the B-2s and the Tomahawks and maybe not the hypersonics, but, you know, the I'm guessing that this is kind of an off-the-shelf plan, be my guess, okay? Just because the nuclear sites, we've known about them for forever. And the president said, now is the time. All right, Israel, you go attack, you do this thing. We're going to come in on Saturday night, and then on Monday it's going to be all over. And they won't have a nuclear program anymore, and we can get them to a peace agreement, and they won't be able to sponsor state terror anymore, and maybe we can actually solve this big problem. Again, my own theory, okay? It doesn't seem to be at odds with any evidence that I know of, and it does seem to explain a lot that we don't know, but anyway, it is just my theory. So the attack against Iran by the United States you know, with the B-2 distractions and the 2 weeks and all this stuff, was how many bombs, John? How many B-2s were over Iran?
There were 7.
And how many bombs did they each carry?
2.
So the total number of bombs dropped was?
14.
Very good. Look at you, accounting degree. 14.
I know. I'm putting it to use.
Yay.
Aren't you proud, Mom?
How? So we all figured that Iran would attack back somehow. They have to save face. You have to. Face is a big deal in Asian and Middle Eastern cultures. You know, not being embarrassed, not looking the fool, whatever. You've got to show that you did something. You can't just sit there and take it. That was kind of my recommendation is, hey, take your spanking and adapt. Okay. Well, you can't just totally take the spanking. Otherwise, you know, you can't, for example, maintain control of your tyrannical state government. You have to be able to show your people you did something. So their something was, we are going to fire 14. Rockets, I guess, missiles, at the United States Air Base in Qatar. And just to be sure that we have the absolute maximum effect in terms of devastating America's hopes and dreams, we're going to warn everybody in advance that it's coming. Planes are going to avoid the airspace because they all know that it's coming. We're going to make sure that America knows we're not shooting at your soldiers. We're going to shoot at, like, the backyard area. And be sure you've got your missile defenses up so that you can shoot 13 of the 14 out of the air. And the 14th is going to miss, so you can ignore it. And then we will have been able to say that we did our job. We fought back. We symbolically, you sent 14 30,000-pound bombs and destroyed our entire nuclear capability. We're going to send 14 bottle rockets at you and at the backyard where nobody's playing, and one's going to miss, and the other ones you can swat out of the air with your, that's my sound effect, with your hand wand.
Wow.
I know, it's ambient.
You woke me up.
From
I was like, is the hand
coming over? And then we'll agree to a peace deal because we will have fought back. This is your symbolic retaliation. I'm not asking for more. I'm not going to be the professor who wrote on social media, you know, what I hope Iran does is I hope they attack an American air. Really, this is no joke. There's actually a where was he at?
You're kidding
me. No. There was actually, I don't want to say the wrong place. I don't want to indict the wrong people. Let's see. Page 20 in my 70-page show prep. Skipping. Georgetown University. Jonathan Brown, the Al-Walid bin Talal Chair of Islamic Civilization, the School of Foreign Service at Georgetown University, on X, quote, I'm not an expert, but I assume Iran could still get a bomb easily. Maybe stick with the first part of that sentence. I am not an expert. I hope Iran does some symbolic strike on a base, then everyone stops. I'm surprised this is what these, I don't even know what these acronyms, I probably don't want to know what these acronyms are. They're probably anti-me. FDD Hasbara people have been auto-erotically asphyxiating themselves for all these years. Ironically, the main takeaway is, in my non-expert opinion, and I'm happy to be corrected, all in parentheses, from all this, have nothing to do with the U.S. attack. Iran can take a licking, number one. Two, if Israel attacks Iranian cities, it gets effed up pretty bad. I mean, I've been shocked at the damage Iranian missiles have caused. You mean the none? I guess in Israel. That's not true. In Israel, against hospitals and schools and apartment buildings. And three, despite his best efforts, Reza Pahlavi HVAC repair service is still only third best in Nova. I don't know what that is. I assume it's a joke.
That sounds like
it. Sounds like an inside reference joke.
Right.
He's now deleted this post. Surprise, surprise.
He probably had officers come and visit. And
yeah,
go.
He didn't. If I'm reading this right, he did invite Iran to attack U.S. forces, if I'm not mistaken. So maybe that was not a great career choice. Georgetown has already distanced themselves from him and said, from Georgetown tells Fox News they were appalled, but that a faculty member would call for a symbolic strike on a military base in a social media post. The original statement is from an individual faculty member, not the university. Faculty member has since deleted the post. And say that this is all Georgetown PR. He would not want any harm to befall American service members, so he must have been wrong in calling for a symbolic strike. We are reviewing this matter to see if further action is warranted. We take our community's concerns seriously and condemn language, which is deeply inconsistent with Georgetown University's values. You think? You ever put something up on social media and then immediately think, what did I do? And then immediately think, where am I going to live? Because, you know.
Exactly. He's going to Gitmo.
He's not getting a job anymore. I don't know if it's quite that bad. It's okay, though. He is married to Layla El Arian, a journalist for the Muslim Brotherhood propaganda outlet Al Jazeera.
Are you kidding
me? I'm not making this up. His father-in-law, Sami El Arian, was deported from the U.S. to Turkey, accused of providing material support to U.S.-designated Iran-backed terrorist organization Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Oh, sure, teach at Georgetown. Everything's fine. Anyway, back to the war. That's no longer a war. Just side note. So anyway, the Iranian response is, you know, 14 bottle rockets at El Adeid. I always want to say the name of the base wrong, so I apologize. Where nobody was hurt, thank God. And there are, what, tens of thousands of Americans stationed there. It's a pretty big base. We put our bases in places that we want to protect as a way of saying, don't come here. I mean, actually, Marco Rubio was pretty clear about that the other day when he was on Face the Nation because, you know, Margaret Brennan, who I think goes out of her way to not understand things, but I guess it makes her useful. But, you know, the whole point is that we operate in these places specifically in order to provide them protection. All of these little countries, we want to make sure that Iran doesn't attack them. Anyway, so we got a peace deal on the table. It looks like Iran and Israel are supposed to stop fighting, whoever stops first, but it's supposed to stop. This was brokered between Iran and between Israel and the United States, and it involves us not attacking either, which is no surprise. But J.D. Vance talking on Fox News about this.
We have to talk to Iran and, of course, to Israel about what the future holds, because while we have obliterated the Iranian nuclear program, our hope and our expectation is that they're not going to try to rebuild that program. And I think that's what the president is really trying to figure out here, is to build a long-term settlement here to where we can have peace in the region, where our regional allies and, of course, the American people most importantly can be secured, but where we can ensure that the destruction of the Iranian nuclear program that has already happened is not something they try to rebuild.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. That's exactly right. So as is often the case in ongoing breaking news scenarios, I want to say, let's see. But this looks like the perfect outcome. Israel taught Iran a lesson / prepared for our attack on their nuclear facilities. We attacked the nuclear facilities with about as much success as you can possibly imagine. It's entirely possible that we didn't get it all. It's entirely possible that they moved stuff out beforehand, although Rubio disputed that too. We'll get to that in just a second. But, you know, and it's certainly possible that this could motivate Iran to go faster. They still have scientists and technology and knowledge, and, you know, that's one of the key components. These are all possibilities. It's also entirely possible that Iran says, fine. I mean, it's not the most likely outcome, because there's never been a time under this particular rule in Iran where they were reasonable and rational and of the sort that would say, fine, we'll go it your way. They are still a suicidal, racist, Nazi-esque cult. I mean, the leadership in Iran. And that stuff doesn't change all that quickly. It just doesn't. So it's probably optimistic to think that we're done, but it looks like for the moment we're done. And so when Stephen Colbert goes on TV last night to make fun of Trump and the attack and the mushroom pizza cloud of destruction that we're inviting in the Middle East, he's kind of on weak legs, because, you know, you look weird being the guy who hates Trump so much that he's going to be pro-Iran. Kind of a weird move for Colbert, whose biggest complaint last night was, why couldn't they have waited a week so I could have been on vacation? Because Jimmy Kimmel was on vacation. And Diego Garcia is the airbase. Diego Luna is the actor, I think, if I can remember correctly. Anyway, so he's, you know, fill-in host. How would you like to be a fill-in host on the Jimmy Kimmel Show the Monday after the United States attacks Iran's nuclear facilities? Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Nobody come back from vacation to handle this problem for me? No, just me up here on my own doing the show. So anyway, this, to me, this could not possibly have worked out better. It looks at the moment like it's going to be the end of the war, like we're going to have a massively degraded nuclear capability for Iran. Israel hopefully may have thwarted / deterred a whole bunch of aggression in the region, and we can basically be back to normal, you know, this afternoon. Hopefully, fingers crossed. It may not be, but that's where we look to be headed at the moment, which to my mind sounds like great news. 524 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aid.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
And one time at band camp.
Good morning, 526 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. The Supreme Court says the Trump administration can deport foreigners that are convicted of crimes to third countries, even if they have no connection to the nation. The White House can now send migrants to places like South Sudan. Abortions in the U.S. apparently are on the rise, with 1.14 million reported in 2024, despite all the ongoing bans and restrictions in many states. New report from the Society of Family Planning showed a sharp increase of telehealth abortions since the fall of Roe v. Wade. And
so telehealth abortions would have been pharmaceutical, right? That
right,
would have been okay,
right, yeah,
which by, has been yeah. which has rapidly become the what, half at least of all abortions performed are now done by pharmaceutical prescriptions. So,
and Fed Chairman Jerome Powell is testifying today before the House Financial Services Committee. That comes a week after they announced they would be leaving interest rates unchanged. He'll be presenting the Fed's semi-annual monetary policy report.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. And, yeah, David, you and I were talking in the break about the status of the ceasefire, you know, within the last hour, half hour. Reports from some indicate that Iran has violated the ceasefire. Maybe Israel is responding. There's an accusation. Iran denies that they're breaking the truce. So I would say, are they or aren't they? I'm going to wait to get better information, but it looks like maybe not, which would be no surprise. I was feeling optimistic because if Iran's response to the United States was this pathetic bottle rocket attack on the Qatari airbase, it felt to me like them looking for a way out. And our way out is, you know, when you get beat to a bloody pulp in the bar and then the beater-upper, that's us. I don't know if that's the phrase you want to use. He says, so are we done here? And, you know, he reaches his hand down to you and you kind of like flick him in the wrist with your finger. And then you're like, yeah, we're done. You know, like that was your way of getting back, you know? And so, okay, we're done. But we'll see, you know, we'll see. 437-1624, 437-1624. I do a lot of we'll see because I feel like that's the most fair analysis. Did you see that the governor signed off on the bill to allow the presidential library to be built without any local interference from the zoning board? Remember, this is Alex Andrade's bill I mean, you know, it had to go in both chambers. But Alex Andrade's bill was the idea that, you know, if you have a presidential library for President Trump and you try to build it in South Florida, well, South Florida is not particularly conservative. Not everywhere. Some places are. Basically, wherever there's, you know, Cubans, former Cubans, you know, Hispanics in leadership, because the Hispanics in South Florida are all conservatives, mostly all conservatives. Anyway, his idea was, let's not let local governments interfere with this thing. They'll try to, you know, permit and zoning it to death. And so the governor signed this bill, which preempts the ability to interfere with presidential libraries to the state. What I thought was funny is that Florida Politics quoted Alex Andrade on this, because his quote, remember, he opened up the conversation. He said, Die Hard is a Christmas movie and a couple of other things, and President Trump's library should be located here in the state of Florida. Remember he said that? They didn't say he quoted it. They didn't even mention his name. They quoted him and didn't give his name, not anywhere in the story. And I'm like, why do you hate Alex Andrade? It's so rude. I mean, if you're going to quote somebody, you at least got to attribute it.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. A violation of the ceasefire that ended the 12-day war. Iran State TV claims it was not its nation's military that was responsible for the latest strike. Fox's Mike Tobin joins us from Tel Aviv.
Missile was intercepted and landed without injury, but not without consequence. As you mentioned, Israel's defense minister and the chief of general staff have now vowed fierce retaliation for the violation of a ceasefire that wasn't quite 4 hours old when those missiles came in the north of Israel. But again, Iran is denying that they took part in that.
But before the ceasefire started, Iran missiles killing at least four in Beersheba, injuring aid, according to Israel's rescue services. President Trump traveling to The Hague and the Netherlands this morning for the NATO summit, and the U.S. Supreme Court delivering a win for the Trump administration, clearing the way to fast-track deportation to countries with no ties to migrants. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 75 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies, looking like it'll be a beautiful morning. The owners of Pace Pharmacy have been arrested again on additional charges related to an alleged illegal drug scheme. Stephen and Monique Burklow had been out on bond. This was after an arrest last month. Well, they were rearrested Monday on new charges. Both now face additional felony and misdemeanor drug possession charges. FDLE says those charges stem from items found the day that the search warrant was executed at their home on Wallace Lake Road. 22-year-old Lakin Burklow was also arrested Monday on drug possession charges. All three were booked into jail and then released on bond around 4 p.m. Stephen and Monique were both arrested previously in May. They were accused of conspiring to traffic prescription drugs as part of Dr. Elaine Sharp's alleged pill mill operation. Sharp is currently awaiting trial on murder charges related to that. A 19-year-old has reportedly suffered injuries after being struck by lightning during the severe weather in the area yesterday. The teen was reportedly struck at a restaurant in Navarre Beach. Fire rescue officials say that was just one of several incidents reported as storms moved through Navarre and the surrounding areas. Officials also reported a structure fire caused by a lightning strike, a kayaker in distress, several folks trapped in elevators due to power outages, and a shipping container that washed ashore due to weather conditions yesterday. Well, as the weather starts to heat up, News Radio's Chris Bryan has this report. He says it's important to protect people and pets.
Stealing a line from Matthew Broderick in the movie Biloxi Blues, man, it's hot outside. And as you take precautions to protect yourself from the hot weather, just remember to include pets in your plans. Keep your pet off the hot asphalt and on the grass this summer. Make sure to give your pet access to shade and cool water. And if your pet's been out in extreme temps, make sure to watch for signs of heat stress or heat stroke. Symptoms include restlessness, drooling, and panting, along with vomiting or diarrhea. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris. District 1 Congressman Jimmy Patronis says the bombing of Iranian nuclear sites over the weekend was a loud and clear message from President Donald Trump.
He kept on telegraphing, you keep on screwing around, I'm going to put you on the ground. You keep on screwing around, I'm going to put you on the ground. That's exactly what he did. He sent a loud, clear message to Iran. This is what's going to happen if you continue to screw around.
Petronas making those comments yesterday. He tells News Radio it's about more than just the U.S. sending a message. It's about President Trump standing with other world leaders and saying Iran cannot have nuclear weapons. A new facility for illegal immigrants could be coming to Florida in Miami-Dade. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer announced yesterday that the federal government has approved funding to build a detention center in the Everglades. Uthmeyer refers to it as Alligator Alcatraz. He said it could open as soon as next month at the Miami-Dade Collier Training and Transition Plant. It's 5:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our weather forecast from Channel 3 meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We do have a 30% chance of some pop-up showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon today, high near 94 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. For Wednesday, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 95. Storms could last later into the evening on Wednesday, low Wednesday night near 77 degrees. For Thursday, 40% chance of rain with a high near 92. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEART Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, we do have partly cloudy skies. It is 75 degrees in Pensacola. Our next news at 6 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Oil prices hit their lowest in 2 weeks this morning after Israel agreed to President Trump's proposal for a ceasefire with Iran, alleviating worries of supply disruptions in the Middle East. Brent crude futures were down 5.3% at $67.66 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate crude fell 5.5% to $64.76 per barrel. More than 5,000 unionized Giant Eagle employees will see pay raises ranging from 3 to 5% each of the next 4 years under a new contract. President of United Food and Commercial Workers Local 1776, Wendell Young, said the workers will also continue to have no-cost health benefits, a 401k, and pension plans. CNBC reports Meta discussed a potential takeover bid of the artificial intelligence startup Runway, though deal talks did not progress far. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg has been working to improve his company's AI efforts and recently invested $14.3 billion into Scale AI. Futures are sharply higher. That's your money now.
Coming up on the 4th of July is the free Pensacola Fireworks presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. At 7:30, be at Community Maritime Park for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Muget. You can also listen to the symphony broadcast live at 7:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. Continue listening at 9 as the fireworks will be synchronized to the music presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, there are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Join Teddy Shortell from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for Car Care this morning at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss Car Care today at 10:30 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Last night, on President Trump's orders, U.S. Central Command conducted a precision strike in the middle of the night against three nuclear facilities in Iran.
At midnight Friday into Saturday morning, a large B-2 strike package comprised of bombers launched from the continental United States. As part of a plan to maintain tactical surprise, part of the package proceeded to the west and into the Pacific as a decoy, a deception effort known only to an extremely small number of planners and key leaders here in Washington and in Tampa. The main strike package, comprised of seven B-2 Spirit bombers, each with two crew members, proceeded quietly to the east with minimal communications.
Got me. I mean, I was, we're repositioning assets to Guam for some future thing over the next couple of weeks as President Trump says he's going to make a decision. In the, oh, what happened? Yeah, you got me. And I think the whole world, which was kind of the point. Joining us now, we have Congressman Jimmy Patronis, our congressman from Northwest Florida District 1. Jimmy, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning. Did you find yourself surprised at this announcement?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm turning on TVs on this past weekend, and in the middle of whatever we're watching, Bret Baier breaks the news. So it's obvious, you know, when he pops up in the middle of the screen in the middle of the night, something's happened. What's interesting is something of this magnitude didn't get leaked in any way, shape, or form. So that just tells you how close to the vest President Trump and his team kept this. I mean, even those with inside the Pentagon and the degree of separation, no leakage whatsoever. And I understand the members of Congress weren't briefed until after the bombs were dropped and were en route of leaving airspace. But I'm sure that was all really an abundance of caution to protect our airmen.
Yeah, I think the very best way that you keep a massively complicated international military operation like flying B-2s from Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri west to Guam as a decoy and then east to Tehran as an actual strike and a submarine and hypersonics and. I think the best way you keep that secret is you just don't tell Congress. That seems like the best plan to me.
Sure. Well, and so, and to your exact point, the speaker will do an all conference call with us where it'll be all the members, Republican members, and we will have a call. And on that call, he'll say, "Look, first full disclosure: if you're a member of the press. You're not supposed to be on this call. You know better. Please hang up." And members of Congress don't chat about it. I mean, in the middle of these calls of walking through the big beautiful bill and the changes we're going to make. You know, Jake Sherman from Punch Bowls is live tweeting. So our own members are sharing stuff so they can, you know, have access to the media in ways that, you know, feeds their own ego. It's sad, you know, that you, sometimes in order to make things happen effectively, you've got to keep a secret.
I'm frankly always a bit amazed at the level of information restraint that is kept by, for example, members of the intelligence committees. And I know it may not always be, but, you know, they usually get it, you know, and they don't stay long in those committees if they don't get it, right?
That's right. That's right. I mean, and you need to have that type of punitive action. But, you know, there's around the Capitol, there's SCIFs, there's these private briefing rooms. There's ways, and those members that really want to be on the Intelligence Committee, they get it. They have got to make a commitment to our country that this oversight that they're going to have over this sensitive information is something that they understand could affect the lives of our soldiers around the world.
You know, one thing, obviously, Northwest Florida, right? You know, naval training, aviation training. We've got, you know, First SOW Special Operations out of Hurlburt. They haven't said yet whether First SOW was involved in this or not, but, you know, typically the rule is if it happens, they were involved. you know, you and Eglin, of course, are all part of your congressional district. Military things matter a lot to you. Just, you know, wondered if you had any thoughts about the justification, whether it's constitutional, as, of course, some Democrats are claiming that it is not. I believe that it is fully within the president's, power. But your thoughts on the action itself, justification, build up to it, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, I think there was 8 different times during the Obama administration where he had similar action, dropping bombs without congressional approval. So, I mean, these are all the crazies that have Trump derangement syndrome. They're going to try to do everything they can
to try to keep this president from keeping us safe. At the end of the day, I think President Trump made it loud and clear for several weeks, Iran cannot have a nuke. This is why they went at 2:30 in the morning. This is why Iran was given a heads up before these bombs were dropped. You know, get your people out of there because these places are about to disappear. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, you know, J.D. Vance said it well. He said, you know, if they want to have nuclear for power, just like other countries do, we're fine with that. But when you're trying to refine it in order to make bombs, you know, and it's not just the United States isn't going to stand for it. I feel like this was an important part of Trump's whole pass to the Middle East a few weeks ago, was to talk to those world leaders in the Middle East, you know, make it loud and clear publicly that they are allies of the United States. What's important to you? Well, what's important to you is going to be important to me, and since we all agree on the same topic, no nukes in Iran.
You know, it's interesting. Two things about President Trump is, number one, people who can't stand him don't perceive this. But my opinion of him is that he hates war, really, really, really hates war. And he hates nuclear 100%. War more than anything. And so when you really hate war, you do everything you can to avoid it. And I think he's done everything he can to avoid it. And then this is this is the only way to avoid the really, really horrible thing. And then the other part is, you know, he's in his second term, and I think he's kind of doing the things now that he wishes he would have done in his first term, and he's making sure they get done.
100%. So in the legislature years ago, a friend of mine, God rest his soul, passed away. He married a Pensacola girl. He told me, Jimmy, you got to show the process that you can take a hit. But then also, you got to show the process you can deliver a hit. And this is exactly what President Trump did. He kept on telegraphing, you keep on screwing around, I'm going to put you on the ground. You keep on screwing around, I'm going to put you on the ground. That's exactly what he did. He sent a loud, clear message to Iran. This is what's going to happen if you continue to screw around. Now, think about the consequences this is having globally. Because you know who else is paying attention? Putin's paying attention. Putin's paying deep attention to this. China's paying attention. So, I mean, if you know, does this mean that this is going to create an action on behalf of Trump? No, but they see that he has no flinching and will use misdirection in order to make a powerful statement to the rest of the world.
Jimmy, a couple of other things I want to get to that are kind of not related to Iran, but I think are important. Number one is, you know, you left the CFO seat now 2.5 months, going on 3 months ago, and it's still vacant. And I know you're frustrated about that.
Yeah, look, when I got appointed, we made an announcement at my family's restaurant. And the very next day, the very next stop we made, we went to Pensacola, and with Governor Scott, we made an announcement at the funding for the new Pensacola Bridge. And so, you know, I looked at the role I got to play over the last 8 years, and I got to be a part of some really significant decisions, some significant oversight and legit responsibility. So, you know, I know there's a good team over there that's working. I love them all, but you know, what happens is morale deteriorates. You know, there's not a decision maker there that ultimately can be held accountable. And I know the president has his team. I mean, the governor has his team monitoring the situation. But you know, come on, dude. I mean, this is a constitutional office, and you don't have it filled. So, I mean, I feel within the next week or so, you'll probably see some action. And I'm saying that with hoping, because we're in the middle of hurricane season. There's not an office that has more of a responsibility before, during, and after a hurricane than the CFO's office, whether it be urban search and rescue, insurance fraud, the claims handling process. And you really need to have that office ready to go, and which, you know, I left it in better shape than I found it, but still it needs a leader.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not like it just happened in April. Of course, Governor DeSantis knew this was coming since you announced for Congress way back when. So,
he's known since December.
It's one of the things, it is genuinely, you know, and you know, I admire DeSantis, I like him, I support him, although recently he's done some things I really disagree with, but appointments and reappointments and filling vacancies just seems to be one of the things his administration is not good at. couple of bills I want to talk with you about that you are the co-sponsor on. One is particularly relevant to us in our industry. H.R. 979, the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act of 2025, would require that all cars have AM radios so that they can get the emergency announcements in here. Because, you know, in a disaster, AM radio, even though that is not our signal we advertise a lot, 1620 is there for people.
Well, and the AM radio piece of it, especially for our part of the world with hurricanes. Look, you saw it with Hurricane Michael. We saw it significantly with Hurricane Milton. When cellular service, we get so dependent on our cell phones. When those cell phones are knocked out, that probably means your internet's knocked out. So the only way you're going to get up-to-date news is having some type of a radio signal you can pick up. With Hurricane Michael, Verizon was knocked out in Northwest Florida, I think for 14 days. There was no television. Power was down about the same amount of time. And you saw it in Polk County with Hurricane Milton. So you got to have it. And guys, we're not asking too much. We're just saying leave the AM dial alone and let it still exist so we can have it during times of disaster. It's really important.
Absolutely. I mean, it is literally the most basic form of communication that the average citizen can depend on in times of emergency. And, yeah, very important to have that access to it. And it's free.
And it's free.
Right. We charge nothing.
XM for anything.
That's right.
And it's local.
Right. You're also working on H.R. 7806, the American Sovereignty Restoration Act, which would continue or formalize, I guess, our withdrawal from the World Health Organization, but also the United Nations. And this is,
yeah, I mean,
go ahead, because I think this is a very interesting one. The UN has always been a problem in my mind. You know, it's on our soil, but it's really not a pro-American institution by any stretch of the imagination. Your thoughts on withdrawing from the UN and WHO permanently?
Yeah, and look, I listened to the comments the UN made after Trump's actions, and you know they started giving these strongly worded statements. I mean, who the hell you people are? I mean, we send you all this money, and we're the biggest donor, and yeah, it's great to have the UN capital in New York, but who cares? Man, go fill the building up with somebody else who wants to pay for it. But I'm just kind of the point where you know all these organizations need to have a reset. They need to have a rebuild. They need to have a true deep dive of what their purpose is in life. And I just don't think they do anything anymore. I've pretty much become a hawk over taxpayer dollars. I've got to pick my battles. But this is one that, you know, when I saw the legislation was out there, I said, you know what? I can agree with it. I'm going to sign on and co-sponsor it.
Last one I wanted to ask you about today, talking to Jimmy Patronis, our congressman, is the Trump tax plan, which, of course, is in negotiation between the House and the Senate. And there's a lot of disagreement between them, and we'll see where it all goes. But one element of both President Trump's agenda and what seems to be both House and Senate is an effort to cut back on wind energy credits. And generally speaking, I don't love special carve-outs for anybody. But we do have a massive wind energy plant here in the GE Vernova plant. We've got a couple of local support organizations that build the nacelles for them, the port. You know, we have definitely crafted an industry around those carve-outs or exemptions or whatever. And there's a worry that if those exemptions go away, it could dramatically affect those jobs. But this is a bill you're going to have to be asked to vote for, right?
Yeah, and in the House, we made those credits a little shorter life. We didn't create as aggressive of an expansion of the credits that was originally there. So we try to make them at least more responsible to the taxpayer. We'll ultimately see what the Senate may end up manipulating. And you get some of those that rattle off in the Senate that we should get rid of all, you know, energy credits whatsoever. But this is all taxpayers' money. I think when you're going to make any type of changes that could change the trajectory of somebody's economy or the job, you've got to create a glide path, you know, because if that wind credit's going to go away, then they got time to be able to verify if it's going to affect their business in such a dramatic way where they're not going to be able to be profitable anymore. If they're not, then they're going to have to, you know, retool to try to do something else. But this particular legislation, the big, beautiful bill, I think what you're going to see now that the president has made this monumental decision in Iran, you're going to see the president start to roll up his sleeves. The guy's a workaholic, to start to refocus on the big, beautiful bill. It's not going to happen today. I'm sure we still got a couple weeks worth of Iran, but this is one of the reasons why I'm sure the Senate and crew has kind of kicked the can down the road that July 4th is going to be too ambitious of a day to expect this legislation to be finalized by.
Yeah, and I'm of the same opinion. Even a bad thing, if it's in place, you've got to sort of gently work it out. Abruptness is bad for the economy for everybody. Jimmy Patronis, our congressman for District 1. Jimmy, as always, thank you so much for the time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. Take care. See you.
Absolutely. 554 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Bands on the Beach happens every Tuesday night at 7, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Come on out with a blanket or a lawn chair and get ready to catch the vibes on the sand behind the Gulfside Pavilion. This Tuesday, it's Goldmine. Goldmine is Pensacola's own classic rock band, bringing the golden era of rock back to life. From festival stages to a brand new Nashville-produced EP, Goldmine rocks all generations. It's all happening this Tuesday night at Bands on the Beach. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Hurricane season is here. It's time to make sure your Generac generator is in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today to schedule maintenance of your generator. With 5 certified Generac technicians on staff, they will make sure your generator is ready when you need it.
Need a new unit or a replacement?
Remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you never spend a dime until your generator is on your property. White Sands Electric is a full-service electrical contractor. Call 850-433-6080 for all your electrical needs.
Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 when Brittany Hughes from Parks and Recreation will be on the show. She'll be discussing summer camps, where they're located, the cost, and how you can apply for a scholarship for your child to attend. She'll also cover deadlines to register, how to register, and will be available for you to call or text in with your questions during the show.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Letting gig to the good part. Come on, where's my Five Iron Frenzy fans at? there's like 18 people like, I got their patch on my backpack. And everybody else is like, who?
I just was enjoying watching you dance.
That was the best part. I would say that 90s Christian Scott probably not penetrated the widespread market, but for people who were into like alternative Christian music at the end of the last millennium,
believe that
probably into it. All right, 5:58 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. President Trump will be in attendance today at the NATO summit in the Netherlands. The conflict between Iran and Israel and the war in Ukraine are both expected to be some of the leading issues discussed there. Rescue teams have recovered the final victim now after the boat that capsized on Lake Tahoe. The death toll in that accident is now up to 8. That 27-foot boat overturned during a sudden storm last weekend. There, 2 people did survive the accident. And American Airlines has an investigation ongoing after turbulence on a flight sent 5 people to the hospital. That was on flight 1286 going from Miami to Raleigh-Durham, and that landed on Sunday night with 3 flight attendants and 2 passengers injured. The airline says the seatbelt sign was on during the turbulence, but some passengers are disputing that. The cause is still under review.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. All right, I'm hesitant to share this story because it's such a weird, disturbing, like, thing. Then again, it did happen. It's actual news, and it's not the first time. But did you happen to see, John, the story about the French music festival where people were running around jabbing people with syringes?
Excuse me? No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, like 145 victims. And they don't know whether it was they had stuff in them, they had date rape drugs in them, they don't know. They did catch a bunch of people. They did apprehend about a dozen people, I think. And this is not the first time this... Have you ever heard of this before?
Never.
You know, when you start to think about, like, ah, oh, we're just in a crowd, we're all... Ow!
Ow!
What was... What in the... What is wrong with you?
Local.